Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Unleashed Radio Hour. This is the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. I have helpers in studio, broadcasting live on Facebook. And yes, and that's where I do my plea with you every single week. Get out, listen, listen, come on, please, por favor, put down the Pokemon Go and go to Facebook. Look for Unleashed Radio Hour. And please like the page. I ask you very kindly, please, to like the page on Facebook. Go out and look for Unleashed Radio Hour. Like the page. Why? Because I'm going to be moving all of my content, the broadcast. I'm broadcasting live. I got Brenda in the house. What's up? I won't do that again. Don't worry about it. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is a coaching session today. So that was the appearance by the little red whistle. I'll introduce my guests and my little helpers here shortly. But listen. Hey, there's a lot that's going on in the world out there today. This show, the purpose of this show is to help. Oh, yeah, my brother's loving this shirt out there, by the way. Loving my shirt. Go Bucks, right? Hey, the purpose of the show is to give you information, tools, and resources to help you unleash your career and business. Now, listen, today we're going to take a targeted approach. I'm going to say that you're probably going to hear everyone go, no! When I say the following three words. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about a successful launch. Hear those powerful three words. Back to school. Oh, I know. Shame on me. Shame on me for a minute. Hey, back to school edition of the show. Why? Because I have a couple philosophies I'm going to share with you as the significance, the meaning. Hey, it's going to happen whether you like it or not. You're about a month away from gearing up, getting ready. I know teachers are like, no, it's not over yet. Hey, but listen, it is that time. We're going to talk a bit more back to school. Go out, follow along. You can always follow along on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. You can also stay connected. Everything Unleashed Radio Hour, go to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, unleashedradiohour.com. If you're listening to the show as a podcast, well, that's great because we missed you on the live. So go out, follow along, stay connected. I think we got to run to a break. Is that right? Hey, so listen, come back. We'll dial into why are we talking about back to school now, and what does that mean about you if you're out there, whether you're a teacher, student, but more importantly, the parent or a college student getting ready to begin that adventure here soon. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the taxpayer hotline today at 1-800-442-4840. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone. 1-800-442-4840. You'll speak with qualified professionals who will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. And they'll deal directly with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or are already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. New IRS settlement policies have opened the doors for a fresh start. But hurry, this won't last forever, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. So call the taxpayer hotline today for free information. 1-800-442-4840. 1-800-442-4840.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for taking the opportunity today to be a part of the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is and always is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can always learn more by going out to motivationaltransitions.com. Again, motivationaltransitions.com. Okay, so we started talking today, and listen, folks, I want to do this real quick. I don't know where you are. I don't know what your beliefs. I don't know where you're from, but listen to me. People, real quick, my public service announcement that I'm going to throw out there today. We in this thing called life together. Understand that loud and clear. We are in this thing called life together. And whatever ideologies, whatever beliefs, whatever struggles, whatever challenges, come together right now, please. Because we need that to ensure not only what we're doing on a day in and day out basis, but folks, And I don't mean to be cliche, but can't we all just get along? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
See, look, I got Nikki dialed in, taking care of business today. See, and that's what it's about, folks. It's about how do we collaborate. And no, I won't bring out any Vanilla Ice on you. All right, stop. I said I wasn't going to do it, and I did it anyway. All right, but my point being is, ladies and gentlemen, hey, these are interesting times in our country, all right? And I've got a mic, and I'm going to use it. Listen, we've got to find that way to come together, and my only thing I want to say about that today, to not incite any more fuel on any fire other than this. Start focusing on solutions. Start focusing on, you know what? We all walk, talk, breathe. We all in this together, and that's the way it should be. Start figuring out how we work it out. The complaining and all that, and it doesn't help anybody. Get to solutions. Talk about solutions. Be a part of the solution is the challenge that I put out to you today. And the solution that I want to get out here today as a nice segue, if I do say so myself. Hang on. Wait a minute. That deserves a... Oh, fumble it. All right, we're going to toot our own little whistle here because guess what? Yes, I did say it. It is back to school time. I know, the shrieking, the eating, no, the screams, it's not over yet. I'm clinging on to the summer to the best of my ability. As you should. Now, listen, the reason why I say that is, I don't know about you, but if you've gone to the grocery store recently, yep, that seasonal section that's in all the grocery stores, guess what's already up in front of your face, too legit to quit. Back to school. So this whole piece today and why I'm going to put this on a tee, we're going to revisit, my assistants are good because they've helped me with this show last year. We're going to revisit a little bit of a topic that we talked about last year, but I think it's still relevant. It's still important. The tips that we're going to learn, the top 10 that we're going to cover, everything still applies. Everything still applies, and I think it's going to be helpful to go back and have that conversation, but I want to put it on a tee as to, okay, why? Why now? Well, I want to bring to light a couple of different things. One, I read an article recently out on CNN, where and here's an interesting piece, and I bring this to you, and we've talked about jobs and careers before. One of the interesting things, and this came out June 30th, so this is only, you know, a couple of days old, 14, 15 days old, and the title of the article out on CNN Money is college grads are getting nearly all the jobs. All right, so college grads are getting nearly all the jobs. And this is what they said here. Of the 11.6 million jobs created after the Great Recession, 8.4 million went to those with at least a bachelor's degree, according to a new report from the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University. Another 3 million went to those with associate's degrees or some college education. So if you can do the math, that turns out, Dean, if it's an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree, of the 11.6 million jobs created after the Great Recession, let's do the math. 8.4 plus 3 is 11.4. That means there's only 200,000 jobs that went in that 11.6 million that went to undergreed individuals. Now, I'm not sitting here to say that college is the only way. What I am saying is the data is out there that supports that. And if that's going to be the path that someone will choose, then there's a way to begin that process, that experience, and to get started. Because I guarantee you there are families, if you're out there and you know someone, or it may be your love and dearest, your children, your son or your daughter that's getting ready to go to college in about a month, then this show is for you. This show is for you. You need to share this with others. You need to get the information out to others. I'm going to give some tips. It's not rocket science, but I've got years of experience, and I want to talk about that. There's just some simple things that we can begin with the end in mind, which we're going to talk about here shortly, that's going to make a significant difference in that experience. Because if the key to gainful employment today, and I'm not sure it's the only key, and I'll talk about that a little bit more here, is to have a college degree, then that experience needs to be a fruitful one. Not one where there are grades that aren't going to support progression and matriculation towards graduation. Not one that's going to be full of, party man, let's go. No, there's a responsibility to prepare and to take that action accordingly so that college experience is a successful one, not only in college, but also beyond. And that's where I want to go today. You know, part of the struggle and part of the challenge, and this literally came out today as I was preparing for the show, yesterday on July 13th. This comes out from the chalkbeat.org, and the article talks about too few and too busy. With school counselors overwhelmed, and this is specifically in Indiana where this is being cited, kids fall through the cracks. Now, I'm old school. I had the opportunity to build a relationship and a rapport with my high school counselors. They were able to help me better to understand who am I, what do I want to do, and how am I going to do that, and how does that relate to the process, to the experience known as, I'm going to go to college. Now, the reason I bring that up is because it's not isolated, and I know this, and if you're out there listening, you know this. That too few and too busy, school counselors are overwhelmed. It is not a regional problem. It is a national problem. Young people that are in the college domain or college prep programs, they'll get some targeted work, but there still is not enough support to be able to help them make well-informed decisions about their future and their careers. And that's where I really want to dial in. The show today and the show for next week are really going to put those two things together. Because as we begin to get ready for back to school, as you start seeing the back to school ads for clothes, for technology, for school supplies, there are some other things that you can begin to think about now. Now that there's time, don't wait till the pressure of the last minute. Oh, yeah, what are we going to do? Why do I bring that up? Because guess who learned how to do laundry on his way to college? Yeah, not before, on the way, in the car, nothing. So here's what, wait a minute, what do I do with my whites and how do I help here and bleach what? Right? My point being is, we can begin to do some preparation now. You know, Zig Ziglar, the great Zig Ziglar, the late great Zig Ziglar said, success is when opportunity meets preparation. And that is the theme, ladies and gentlemen, for the show today. Success is when opportunity meets preparation. Those young folks who are prepared for that college experience will experience more success than those that just go and try to figure it out. And no, I'm not talking about Pokemon Go, all right? I'm talking about doing something more substantial and significant. And I know that craze. Only thing I regret is I didn't get in on the stock when the stock was low because it blew up this week. And I mean crazy and insane. All right, so let's do this. I'm going to get my assistants and my helper here. My first tip that we're going to jump into today, because if there's not enough, if there's too few and too busy school counselors and they're feeling overwhelmed, then by golly, let's get some information that can help. So I'm going to turn the, look here, I'm going to have some fun. I'm flipping the broadcast. So Miss Audra, I got Miss Audra and Senor Nolito is in the studio with me today, helping out. Hey, and we're going to go on a top 10. Now, if you listened to the show last year, this is going to sound familiar, but guess what? I don't care. There's still things here that are relevant to that path to success and starting that college experience. Audra, kick it off with tip number 10, please.
Begin with the end in mind.
So I already put that out there. Give me a thumbs up, Nolan. Give me a giggle. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Begin with the end in mind. I'm trying to make this an experience out on Facebook for those that are watching. Hey, if you like what you're seeing, give me a thumbs up on Facebook. So listen, begin with the end in mind. You know, it's a quote. I've used it all the time. I use it in the essence of the show. But as we relate to this, and I'm going to give a quote, and this is from the late Stephen Covey. To begin with the end in mind means to start with a clear understanding of your destination. It means to know where you are going so that you better understand where you are now so that the steps that you take are always in the right direction. Now, are we always going to be right? No. But we need to be more right sometimes than we're wrong. Hence, that's what helps to drive that experience and being a positive one. So what does begin with the end in mind look like as it relates to this college experience? As it relates to, and again, the target audience for this message today are the parents of graduated high school seniors, or you know what, for anyone who's getting ready to begin a new academic year at the collegiate level or going off to community college, this message today is for you. But you're going to hear some things in here that aren't just unique to the college experience, ladies and gentlemen. They're not unique to anything. It's called life. So real quick, begin with the end in mind. What are we talking about as it relates specifically to that college experience? So what is your desired ending grade point average or grade point ratio that you want to have at the end of the fall semester? Begin with the end in mind. It is the measure. And the one thing that we know about measuring things, if you don't define it, again, if you do not define it, you cannot measure it. You cannot measure it. You cannot manage it. Which is going to relate to our number 9 tip that we're going to give here in just a moment. But I want to stay on this begin with the end in mind. It's about casting that vision out into the future that says, hey, I'm going to go and do whatever it is that you're going to do. And what is the experience that I hope to gain, to learn, to do, to be a part of, so that that vision can work to become a reality. See, that's the thing that we're talking about here today. When it, and especially, so case in point, why would it be important to create a vision for the begin with the end in mind and use that to cast that vision for that semester of college, that first semester? I don't know, because things might get in the way of that vision. You know, in Proverbs it says, without vision, people will perish. So what I need you to be able to think about at the end of this next semester, it's a time frame, begin with the end in mind, what is the targeted or desired grades that I want to achieve or accomplish? Now, parents, if you've got young folks out there getting ready to launch, have this as a conversation. Heaven forbid you would talk about, we really want, here's kind of what we expect. Now, people ask me, what should we expect for the first semester? My honest, humble opinion, honestly, from doing this as a collegiate administrator for years, begin with the end in mind, 3.0 or higher, baby. 3.0 or higher. Why? Because it's a brand new experience. And if we're getting a 3.0 or higher, that means we're doing some things right to master that college experience academically. All right, hey, you hear the music? It's time for us to run to a break. I don't know what I'm going to get, so I'll wait to hear what we bump to. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Rejuvenate, be inspired, refresh. Sounds like some realities you want for yourself this year? Then embark this fall on a 15-day all-inclusive Mediterranean cruise of a lifetime with Business 1110 KTEK. Sail the pristine Mediterranean waters with celebrity cruises on the luxurious Silhouette. With thrilling stops in Rome, Naples, Jerusalem, Athens, and more, come experience sites like the magnificent Sistine Chapel, the historic Western Wall of Jerusalem, the beautiful Greek island of Santorini, and more. This is not just a cruise. You will follow in the footsteps of key historical figures and be engrossed in the sights and sounds of the societies that establish what we experience today in government, culture, and faith. Come and visit the extraordinary cities of antiquity, 2,800-year-old ports, and more on a journey with the interactive vibrancy of faith and culture. Board the footsteps of the Apostles Mediterranean Cruise September the 22nd through October 9th. For more information and to register for this once-in-a-lifetime trip, go to business1110ktek.com.
This is Business 1110.
I'm just getting down to the jams because I never know what I'm going to get now with Ms. Nikki on the board. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in here listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, we started that first segment out. We're jumping straight in. If you're just joining us, today we're talking about really focusing on, it is a back-to-school edition. The purpose of this show is based on the premise of the quote by Zig Ziglar, success is when opportunity meets preparation. There's about a month, month and a half, give or take, before school starts. And my targeted focus on school is in elementary, isn't high school. It really is college, but all this applies as well. Just the focus is going to be in that collegiate experience, because we have to have young people who go out and experience success in college if they're going to contribute positively in the workforce, if that is the path that they choose to go. What's up, Derek? Giving it a heads up out there. Hey, so listen, the first tip that we gave, number 10, going on as a tribute to the late night show, going from the top to the bottom, number 10 was begin with the end in mind. What is that end result going to look like? What are you going to work for, accomplish, and try to achieve? And really cast that. It's about creating and casting that vision. You know, end of the first semester, what are the grades? What am I going to experience? What are the fun things that are going to occur? And we'll talk more about that later. Because it's about how you manage that in order to ensure you have to define it. Once you define it, you can measure it. Once you measure it, you're able to manage it. Which leads us to Nolan, who is going to help us out and give us tip number 9 here on the top 10 list of preparing for back-to-school success.
Manage your time wisely.
Yes, you must manage your time wisely. Good job, buddy. He's grinning from ear to ear. I wish I would have captured that on the camera. good job, buddy. High five across the room. Boom, all right? He's like, I was on the radio. So listen, yes, it's about managing your time wisely. My point being is, if you create and cast that vision, you know what you want to accomplish and achieve in that experience, that semester, you're looking at your grades, you're looking at, hey, I want to go to this, I want to go do that, then guess what? It gives you an opportunity to plan for those things, and the only way you're going to get those done successfully is to absolutely, positively, without a doubt, manage your time wisely. This is something that I don't know how, I don't know why, I'm wired that way. It's something that's I live and die by my calendar, plain and simple. Why? Because it's not in the calendar. It ain't going to happen. All right? My point being is, now, folks that are out there listening, I don't care what the time management tool or resource it is that you use. I don't care that you're a seasoned professional. I don't care if you're a first semester college student or a high school student. You must have a tool or a resource to help you manage your time wisely. If you don't, then guess what? We get idle time. We waste time. I don't know, maybe chasing Pokemon. sorry, I just don't get it. I know it's a fad. Hey, go have fun with yourself. You know, hey, people are like, oh, it gets you up and moving. Yeah, so do a lot of other things. But okay, that's all great and dandy. I don't get it. It's all right. I'm old school. But my point being is, you must actually manage your time wisely. And if you're doing that, that's because it's tied to those things that are important to you, to that vision that you're working for, to make sure that the end result, and especially, and again, this message is for a first semester college student, you want to do the best you can your first semester. You're playing a brand new game with new rules, new expectations, a brand new experience, and you need to truly facilitate that in the best way humanly possible. And one way to do that, begin with the end in mind. Next, you have to make sure that you manage your time wisely. So whether you're using your calendar on your phone, whether you're using it on your Google apps, whether you're using the old school, get yourself a pen and paper, or use a planner. I don't know. I don't care. You have to find a way to have a time management tool that helps you stay on task, helps you stay on point, helps you to remember when is a test, when is a quiz, when are the fun things that I'm looking for, so that as you begin to look at the landscape of your semester, you can pepper those in accordingly, but also know you may have to make some tough decisions. You may not always be able to do what it is you want to do, because what you need to do may conflict with what you want to do. Case in point, yeah, I want to go take that road trip. Is it smart to take that road trip to go to potentially like an away football game this fall when the following Monday and Tuesday are your two biggest classes with your two biggest exams? I don't think so. Now, does that mean that you should shortchange the experience? No. That means you can plan accordingly, which goes back to that first tip today. Begin with the end in mind. Number 9 was manage your time wisely. When we come back, we're going to run to a break. We're going to dial in and go deeper. We're going to go on tips 8 through 1. Oh, and there's a bonus tip that you must stick around to follow along and to pay attention to, because that's going to be a launch pad into our show for next week. You're dialed in. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-273-0133. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-273-0135 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-273-0135 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-273-0135.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
This is Business 1110.
She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more.
Okay, I can't tell you. We're having some fun here in the studio. I've got two assistants that are getting down to the jam, hamming it up. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that's why you need to be following along out on Facebook. You would have been able to see all the hijinks that are taking place here at studio today if you were following along, which is why you need to go out Facebook, like Unleashed Radio Hour Facebook page. Give it a big thumbs up. Why? Because I'm going to move. I'm currently broadcasting live on Facebook. In August, the first show in August, which I don't even know the calendar date right now, is going to move. Everything's moving over to the Facebook page. If you want to watch, follow along with the show, see the guests, see the fun that we're having in here, see my ugly mug. I don't know why you want to do that. Check out my awesome, awesome polo shirt that I'm wearing today. Then you want to make sure that you're actually over there on Facebook and like the page where we'll broadcast. If you're just dialing in, we've given two tips so far away on the top 10 list of really launching to a successful school year in this back-to-school phase that we're in. Yes, I know. Shame on me. Dirty words on me. Why? Look, y'all, it's happening whether you want it to or not. The back-to-school sales and ads are coming out. Go into your local Kroger, HEB, your local grocery store. Go to the seasonal section, and the back-to-school supplies and displays are all ready up. Yes, I know. I'm getting thumbs down here in studio for my youngest. Is like, no, that ain't cool. Well, it's going to happen. So the first tip that we gave was begin with the end in mind. It's about casting that vision for the end of the academic year, the end of the semester, whatever that time frame is. Then in number nine was managing your time wisely, having a system, having a mechanism in place to ensure that you can manage it. That's critical. It's the one thing that you can't store, you can't stock up, and you need to manage and facilitate effectively. All right, because there's going to be decisions that you're going to have to make. There's going to be things you're going to have to do, and you're going to have to put your time into things that matter most. Which leads us to Audra. Let's give everybody tip number eight.
Apply short-term sacrifice, long-term gain.
Yes, so short-term sacrifice, long-term gain. Listen, what does that mean? And again, the target of this message is really to that first-year college student and or those parents. But again, it applies to everybody. But the target is short-term sacrifice, long-term gain. Let's go back to vision. Let's go managing time. Let's go to that road trip that you really want to take, but it's not the right time. It's not the right time. And what I mean by that is short-term sacrifice. I can't tell you, the research and the data out there does not nationally... It points to where first-year college students truly struggle. And what I'm saying in this message to you is the message I hope that you hear loud and clear, sacrifice that the little bit of that first semester and make the priority in making a successful transition. Learn the rules of what it means to play the game. Learn what it means to be a college student. Learn where you study best. Learn how to do all the things that we're going to talk about, but make that the priority. And in doing so, you may have to make some short-term sacrifices. You may have to say no to somebody or something that you may want to do or who you may want to spend some time with. But the key is it has to be based upon the things that matter and your priorities, which goes back to casting and creating that vision. I can't tell you how important that is. I cannot tell you how important that is. Because let me tell you real quick, why does this matter? Why is this critical? Because of this. And I've done new student conferences at the collegiate level for years, and I would tell the parents and the students the following message, and I would say it all the time. I can guarantee the following will happen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and if you have a young, your daughter, your son, they're going off to college for the first time this fall. Students, if you're doing that and it's your first college semester, here's the guarantee that I will give you. You will be assigned per volume. The number of pages that you will have to read in your first semester will surpass the 4 years you spent in high school in the first semester of college. And you are expected to be the driver of reading that content. They're going to assign it. They're not going to check up. Hey, did you read? Hey, did you do your assignment? No. That's going to be dialed into that personal responsibility. And then you have to make decisions like, well, I really need to read those three chapters. Ladies and gentlemen, a chapter in a college textbook averages anywhere from 30 to 35 pages. So let's say you're assigned from one class to the next or one over a course of a month. You have to read six chapters. Do the math. It adds up really quickly. Oh, and by the way, now you're taking six or seven or eight classes. Do the math. It adds up quick. If you don't have a vision, if you don't manage your time wisely, if you don't sacrifice a little bit of what you want versus what you need to do, then, hey, that experience can get taken away from you. We're going to run away to a break. We're going to come back, give you some more tips. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about a dollar a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a 3-month supply of most of the top selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-641-4280, 800-641-4280, 800-641-4280. That's 800-641-4280.
This is Business 1110.
Oh, we got a double mix-up going on. A little lively, get down, let's go crazy, my prince. Hey, we are together in this thing called life. And I started out that show. Today, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. I got my special assistants in Mr. Nolito and Miss Audra are here in studio. Nolan and Audra joining me today, helping me do a top 10 list for how to launch to a successful back-to-school year. And what I mean by that is we've got this season of back-to-school. Now's the time to be putting some of those things in place. Number 10 tip that we've already given was begin with the end in mind. Cast that vision at the end experience you're working for. Manage your time wisely. Number 8, apply short-term sacrifice, long-term gain, which leads us into the next one that helps you to make some of those decisions. So, Nolan, give us tip number 7.
Keep track of your grades.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again for me.
Keep track of your grades.
Oh, one more time.
Keep track of your grades.
Keep track of your grades, right? Why do you think I had him say that 3 times? Let me tell you straight up. He's like, man, I had to say that 3 times. Oh, and I keep losing my tripod with my camera on it. Hey, listen, why do I 3 times? Because we need that message to be delivered, whether it's subliminal or not. I will tell you, most folks, when they go off to school, they don't do a great job of keeping track of their grades. And when they then the problem with that is, then they don't understand or realize, wait a minute, I'm doing a lot worse than I thought I was doing. Or they don't know when to celebrate when they're doing great. And so I can't tell you how often where I have seen that happen. And the reason that's critical, and it kind of connects 10, 9, and 8, the begin with the end in mind, manage your time wisely, apply short-term sacrifice and long-term gain, and keeping track of your grades. Those are all intertwined. Why? Because it's to help you make a well-informed decision about what to do and how to do it. And the reason I bring that up is that college experience, it does not translate effectively from high school to college. Case in point. I guarantee you, and I've done these speeches, whether Aggie Moms Clubs or different other groups, and I go out all the time and I say, okay, how many of you have witnessed the following behavior, or how many of you out there listening, this is what the following behavior you applied when you were in high school? I'm going to start a grading period, brand new, fresh grading period, clean slate. Could be the beginning of the year, new grading period. I ain't going to do jack squat. And then midway through, I'll start looking at what I've got going on. And maybe it's time for me to put a little action in. And then guess what? I'll get a couple things done, but I'm not doing it all yet. Because guess what? I got the belief that I've got the time to make it up. And then the last 2 to 3 weeks of whatever that grading period is, it's stressed beyond compare. It's doing as much as you can do. The forced focus of procrastination has set in, and you achieve the goal, and then the cycle repeats itself. New grading period starts, you do nothing, partially through, you decide to start doing something, and then it all gets done in the last 2 to 3 weeks, you may be begging for extra credit, so I'm going to chuckle at you. Try doing that to a college-tenured professor. Ask them for extra credit. See what kind of response you get. It will not be a favorable one for you. All right? So don't... Hey, you got to keep track of your grades. You got to stay on top of them at all point. Don't wait till mid-semester. Don't wait till the end of the year. I needed to catch up. Because guess what? You're not going to be able to. You're not going to be able to catch up if you don't engage and you don't stay on top of the work and the workflow from the very beginning. If you don't manage your time wisely and make some well-informed decisions, you're going to get in trouble. And that may lead us to the next one. You may need to take advantage of tip number 6. So, Miss Audra, let's give us tip number 6, please.
Maximize campus resources.
Okay, so maximizing campus resources. That is critical. Why? Because guess what? If you're struggling, or you're not sure where to turn, or you have a problem that you don't know how to solve, you need to know and understand where can I go and where can I ask for help. Whether it's tutoring, supplemental instruction, counseling services, hey, I need to plan my diet better, I don't know. But the key is, if you don't know what the resources are on your college campus, then guess what? It's going to make it more difficult for you to go out and reach out for help when you realize that you need it. So I think that's critical, because every college campus is set up a little bit differently. Now is the time that if you're getting ready to go to college, get a good campus map off of their website. Get a good list of some of the resources, financial aid, where's a rec center, where's counseling services, where do I go to the math lab, the writing lab, if I'm running into problems, because, oh, by the way, yeah, probably will, because everything that you're taught in high school does not 100% translate to college and the college experience. So you, oh, wait a minute, and what should be in that maximized campus resources is to be willing, be willing to ask for help. You've got to be willing to ask for help, because if you can't help thyself, then who else is going to help you? So that was tip number 6. All right, Mr. Nolan, you have tip number 5 for us. Let everybody know what that number 5 tip is.
Go to class.
I'm sorry?
Go to class.
Go to class. Yeah, can I get another? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yes. Look, if you, how do you expect to play the game if you don't ever show up? You would be surprised, ladies and gentlemen. Why would I put go to class smack dab in the middle of the top 10 list for a successful launch into that college experience and that college year? Why? Because if you're not present, oh, guess what? You're not going to learn. You're not going to be able to stay on top of things. It's kind of like a gym membership. You're not going to get any of the benefits. You're going to be paying the bill. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't noticed, in case you haven't realized it, the cost of going in to a college and the cost of higher education, it's not cheap. It's not cheap. So you have to be responsible and have the responsibility to go to class. Oh, I'll just get the notes from somebody else. Well, guess what? They may really stink at taking notes. Or, heaven forbid, guess what? They may fall asleep in class and not get all the notes. You have to take care of you. You have to drive the bus. And if you're not going to class, it surely isn't going to be able to help you at all. All right, Audra. Because see, look, going to class helps to facilitate tip number 4.
Get to know your professors.
Get to know your professors. That is critical. That is important. Why? Hello, because guess who gives you your grades? Yeah, it's going to be the professors. It's going to be the instructors. And if you get to know them, I will tell you this, and there probably isn't a study to prove this, but everybody that's out there that knows, I've got friends who are college professors. If a student makes and takes an interest in your class, they ask questions and they participate, you just might, guess what, students that are out there listening, you just might get the benefit of the doubt. You may be at an 88.9 or an 89.2, and in essence, that's a B. But guess what? If you're always in class, you're always positively engaged, I can't guarantee it, but you just might be rewarded with that extra percent or 2% that will actually make a difference in your overall grade. Oh, wait a minute. And GPA. Oh, wait a minute. That ties to that vision of having great grades at the end of that first semester. 3.0 or higher. Abso-positively what you want to work for. Look forward to trying to get putting my words together. All right. So Real quick recap, because we're down to the top three here in just a second. We started out the show in this here. We're talking about, again, how do we begin to plan? How do we begin to plan? We're having some glitches on the Facebook broadcast. But how do we begin to plan for a positive college experience? Tip number 10 was begin with the end in mind. All right, get that vision. Number 9 was manage your time wisely. Tip number 8 was apply the philosophy and the belief of short-term sacrifice for long-term gain. Put in the time now to help you achieve the long-term result that you want. Graduate, stay in school, get the job, the J to the O to the B. That's the career that you want to choose. We'll talk a little bit about that here momentarily. Number 7, keep track of your grades. Number 6, maximize the campus resources that you have available to you so that when you need help, you can go get that help, be it financial aid, be it your academic advisor, another great person to get to know very, very, very well because they'll help you understand your degree plan and the curriculum that you're completing. Number 5, yeah, you got to go to class. You got to have the bottom in the seat so that the mind can absorb what's being shared so that you can take good notes, which is part of why you want to go to class and learn how to take good notes. Go to a note-taking workshop. Learn how to take effective notes in class and also from your book. Number 4 was get to know your professors. You'll better understand what it is when it comes to test time. You'll better understand what it means to get a good grade in that class, and you'll build that relationship. And heaven forbid, they may be able to provide some guidance and direction for you, and as well as easily answer questions, let alone the fact they may give you the benefit of the doubt if you're close to a grade point where they'll give you the upper hand if you are always engaged, present, and working. Because guess what? There are students that, you know, they just don't go to class and then they wonder why they don't have the grades. Yeah. There's some of that. There absolutely is some of that. So listen, that's the top 4, down to item number 4. We got 3 more tips that are coming in. But listen, if you've got questions or comments, please feel free to call in 713-785-1817. That telephone number again is 713-785-1817. Hey, if you got questions out on Facebook that you're watching the stream, put them in. I'll see them and I'll answer to the best of my ability or try to point you in a direction where some information can be of help. Again, the telephone number to call in, 713-785-1817. Want to give that out to you. As always, I'm going to put these tips out on Facebook. So make sure that you go out to Facebook, go search Facebook, put in very simple Unleashed, all one word, Radio Hour, Unleashed Radio Hour, like the page so that you get all the resources. We also will be moving the broadcast. I'm going to move the broadcast. I'm broadcasting live on Facebook. We'll move over next month. So that first show in August where I will have a chance to broadcast will be the 4th of August, and it'll be live and streaming and living color coming to you direct over at Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. And if you're on the Twitterverse, you can always go follow along with me at Ron Unleashed. So when we come back here from the break, we're going to get into those top 3 tips and the bonus tip for today that's going to launch us into the topic for next week's discussion. You're dialed in. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. You're listening on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. We're going to run to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1-hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain, but I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1-hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1-hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe, all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1-hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a 1-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-4200 right now. That's 800-269-4200. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-4200 for your 1-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-4200.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan.
You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
This is Business 1110.
Brought the juice today, and we got a little extra entertainment here in studio in the form of my, I will call him my special assistant, in Nolan and in Audra joining me here in studio today, having a little fun with Dad. Oh, and there goes the phone, happened to land right, land okay. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now dialed in or you're following along, today we've been talking about how to prepare for a successful back-to-school season, how to begin with the end in mind, how to manage your time wisely, apply the philosophy of short-term sacrifice and long-term gain to some of your decision-making about what to do and how to do it, right? How to keep track of your grades and how important that is, maximizing and utilizing campus resources, you know, that's critical. Making sure, oh, heaven forbid, if you're going to college, that guess what? You actually go to class, right? That you make going to class a priority. I know, novel concept. Number four was getting to know your professors. Build that relationship, build that rapport. All right, which brings us down into our top three that we're going to share here in this segment, and then we're going to save that bonus tip for the last segment here as I fix some things in. So real quick, what we're going to do now, tip number three, Mr. Nolan, who just got down to turn down for what? All right, so what is tip number three, Nolan?
Work hard and play hard.
Yeah, work hard and play hard. Now, the moral of the story there is, oh, it's Captain Obvious, I know. The key is you're going to work hard if you're going out and you're working in that college experience. You're going to class, you're writing papers, you're working on projects, you've got things that you've got to do. You got to have a healthy balance to that process, right? But please understand, work is critical. And success only comes before work in the dictionary. So if you want to have a successful college experience, you're going to have to put something into it. It's not you can't just do what you did in high school. I'm telling you right now, those behaviors can help you, but they will not enable you to be successful. You're going to have to adapt. You're going to have to learn how to study. You're going to have to learn how to take notes. You're going to have to learn how to read a textbook and pull out the important information. You're going to have to learn how to take tests, because that's going to be a critical part. You're going to have to write papers. You're going to have to do it in the format that the instructor wants. Is it APA or MLA? You're going to have to learn how to do those things, which is why I think it's critical to really, truly focus on that short-term sacrifice, long-term gain, make that first semester the best that it could be. All right. Now, hey, tip number two. Miss Audra, it is your turn. Let's give them tip number two.
Focus on your study skills.
Yeah, I just kind of led into that with the how do you take notes? How do you write papers? Here's one thing that I think is critical, and I'm going to say this, and I always share this when I go out and talk about this topic. Students, people, listen loud and clear. Your room, wherever you reside, off campus, on campus, is not your best place to study. I'm just telling you that is a fact. Why? There's too many distractions, too many comforts. You need to find one or two, heaven forbid, three other locations where you can successfully and effectively study. Why? Because if you stay in your room, most people are like, oh, I'm just going to kick it here and relax. And then guess what? You're not managing your time wisely. Next what? Someone stops by and now you're chatting and rapping. Oh, next thing you know, oh, I'm just going to fire up old Xbox or the PlayStation. Or I'm going to get online. Or heaven forbid, I'm going to take my phone and go chase Pokemon. Right? Whatever it is you're going to do, you've got to make sure that you focus on those study skills. You've got to become. Your number one job as a college student is to be the student. Be the student. We've got some music popping in. That means we're going to go to one more break. Come back. I'm going to give you tip number one and the bonus tip. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free training technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092. 800-288-0092.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're rocking. We're rolling. We're here live and in living color. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. This is our final, quick, rapid closing segment of the show. Real quick, top 10 list. We're talking about back-to-school planning, talking about launching into a successful, whether it's the fall semester or academic year. Tip number 10 was begin with the end in mind. Tip number 9 was manage your time wisely. 8, apply short-term sacrifice, long-term gain. Number 7, keep track of your grades. Number 6, maximize campus resources. Number 5, go to class. Number 4, get to know your professors. Number 3, work hard and play hard. Have a balance to what you do. Number 2, focus on your study skills. And drumroll, please. Number 1, Mr. Nolan.
Have fun.
Yeah. Are you having fun today?
No.
Oh, what? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
He said no.
Oh, you just never wanted you to get live radio. Hey, but listen. Hey, you gotta have fun. And again, that kind of goes back to that balance equation of work hard, play hard. You know, college and going to school, I understand school, yuck. It just says that school is not fun. But make the most of it. Find ways to have fun. Get engaged and involved in activities. Hey, not that they're going to take you away from the academics, because the academics can be taken away from you. But get involved in activities that you are going to enjoy and have fun with doing. Things that are going to give you a healthy balance to what goes on day in and day out. So it really ties back to that number 3 of work hard, play hard. But remember, hey, you can have fun with this experience. Now, real quick, we're going to dial this in, and I'm going to give the bonus tip. The bonus tip for the college-bound folks is, look, right now, hey, that number one job for you is your, and absolutely, unequivocally, is your role as student. It's about being a good student. Success-centered habits, create them, build them, time management. That's everything we're talking about today. But here's that bonus tip. You need to work on getting experience in your area and get experience that can help you launch into your career. So much of what's going on in the world today some experience is required. And the message that we have told, and I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, we have been preaching and teaching to young people to go to high school, graduate from high school, go to college, and get a job. Nowhere in there does it say anything about getting relevant work experience, about getting experiences that you can build upon, about doing something. And I'm not saying go get a job, but if getting a job gets you experience, then amen, go do it. I'm talking about other things that we're going to get into specifically next week. Because next week, the show is experience is required to gain and to unleash your career. Okay, so next week, come back. We're going to talk about, plan, do, check, and act. What does that mean as it relates to being successful in your career? So make sure you follow along. Stay connected. We thank you for being a part of today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get my munchkinnies and my assistants here to help me. Until next week,
see ya!